Justin Fluke back with you now, joined by Coach Brady Jasper to talk Hiawatha boys basketball. The Redhawks are 12-2, still no losses in Big East League play, but let's go back and talk about the finish of the tournament last week. Coach, you end up placing third, a good tournament when you can go 2-1, and I'd like to say, I guess, see some different competition, but it didn't really turn out that way for you. Of course, the first round win against Troy was a rematch, and then falling to St. Mary's 58-54 in the semifinals, but you bounced back Friday and beat Nemaha Central 61-54 in the third place game. You'll see Nemaha and St. Mary's again later this year, but all games are pretty tight, pretty similar, pretty good competition. I guess what was maybe the difference in the St. Mary's game, or the disappointment in that semifinal loss on Thursday?
Yeah, it was a good game, close most of the way through. The entire second half was pretty close. I really think the difference was in the first half. We turned the ball over a little bit in the first quarter there and stacked some turnovers on top of each other and kind of fell behind. Not by a great margin, but we were down a little bit. And that kind of made the difference. We trailed at halftime, made a run in the third quarter, but it's just hard. We were down four or five, seemed like about two possessions for the entire half there, and just could never get back over the hump. You know, that's maybe what you can expect when you play a good team that runs good stuff, executes, all that stuff like that. So you just can't hardly fall behind at all. And so, we've learned that and know that anyway, but I think that was the tail of the tape in that one.
Well, it had to be nice then to bounce back on Friday night. You know, beating Nemaha Central is always tough, especially when it's, you know, on their home floor and in their tournament in that third place game. But you were able to get the 7-point win, which was a great way for your team to end that tournament.
Yeah, all of a sudden we're turning around the next day and playing a team that, you know, on their home court that we hadn't thought a lot about or prepared much for. We got off to a good start in that game. Again, instead of falling behind, we were able to get a lead early in that game. And good thing that we did, because they rallied late and closed the gap there, and we were lucky to hold them off in the third place game.
I think your boys ranked sixth in the state in the latest KBCA rankings this week, so still getting some good love and certainly some respect. So a chance to catch your breath because you didn't play on Tuesday. Did you learn a little bit more about your team or find some things that you're hoping to kind of shore up here this week before jumping back into a nonstop grind then in the month of February?
Yeah, it's going to be a grind coming up. You're right about that. And for the most part, our guys have been pretty consistent all year long. Even some of the mistakes they've made, we've kind of continued those, and all of the good things that we've done, we've also been able to do those each night out. So only there was about a spell of about 5 or 6 minutes in that St. Mary's game where we were a little reckless with the basketball and gave up a run. Other than that, everything's been pretty good for the guys. Been pretty consistent. Their focus seems to be in the right place. They seem pretty together. They continue to share the ball and take good shots usually. And I think their attitude is good. So with those things in place, you know, we just got to keep working.
I was going to ask as well, you did end up, like the girls, with two guys named to the all-tournament team, Ethan Morton and Braylon Sieben-Morgan. And, you know, when they only select seven, you know, individuals for an all-tournament team with the eight quality clubs that were there, I think that says a lot about those two guys for you for sure.
Yeah, there were definitely a lot of good players in that tournament this week, and many of their games were on display. We had two guys make it. We've talked a lot about Braylon and his numbers and what he's been able to do. We talk less, so I maybe think about Ethan. And, man, he's just so nice to have on our team. He handles the basketball for us most of the time, and he's just really nice to have in those late clock situations where he's capable of just making a play on his own for you or hitting a big shot. So we're glad to have him.
You bet. Final thought, Coach, as you look ahead here, man, you got some tough ones. Perry LeCompton comes in on Friday night, and then Nemaha Central, a rematch next Tuesday. So, man, no time to rest, I guess. Talk about Perry upcoming with your game against them and what you expect from your team here going forward.
Well, I hope we can get out on them. We know that Perry LeCompton can get really hot from the outside. They have a bunch of shooters that can spread you, and they've been consistently doing that. So, they've had two or three guys get hot each game and you got to get out on all of them. So they offer a couple different challenges for us defensively. We might have some guys that have to guard down a spot or two. So, it'll be a challenge.
Well, best of luck in those upcoming games. Look forward to them, Coach. Keep it rolling along good. And, we'll talk to you again next week.
All right, thanks a lot.
Brady Jasper, head coach of the Red Hawks. The Hiawatha Coaches Shows are sponsored by Carl's Body Shop, by Citizens State Bank and Trust Company in downtown Hiawatha, and by Hiawatha Implement.